The school shooting at Thurston High. In May of 1998, Kip Kinkle shoots his dad and later his mom. The next day he goes off to school, where he kills two students and injures 25 others. Kristen Kinkle is Kip's 5-year older sister. In this interview, Kristen discusses what it was like growing up with her parents and brother, her parents' growing concerns about Kip, and the reasons why no one in the family saw any warning signs about what was coming.
Do you think Kip felt compared to you in some way that he couldn't meet or live up to?
I think all second children are compared. I'm sure Kip felt compared. My parents made a huge effort not to compare us. I'm sure teachers and family compared us, and my parents did in their own little way, but they tried really hard not to let him be aware of it. Everybody's different. My strengths were relating to people. I liked to talk. Languages, the humanities, and that kind of stuff were my strengths. I don't even know if I passed math. Math and science were his strengths. We focused a lot on his strengths and my strengths being different.
What was your role in the family?
I often saw myself as a mediator between my parents and my brother. My parents were getting older, in their mid-50s, when he was in middle school. When I left, they didn't have that, and I'm sure it was harder. There's a huge generation gap there.
Was there a time when your parents were concerned that he was in trouble or heading down a bad path?
Kip had some friends who weren't the best quality people. My parents were worried about his friends, as a lot of parents are. He did some stupid things. I did some stupid things. If they had caught a lot of things that I did, I would have been in not as much trouble as he was, but more than I was. I just knew how to not get caught.
How concerned were they about his interest in guns and making bombs?
They were both really, really concerned about it. He had been interested since he was a little boy. He was not allowed to have little soldiers or any kind of toy that had any kind of violent anything. We weren't allowed to watch Bugs Bunny because it was too violent. Violence in our house was a huge no-no. He wasn't interested in violence. He was interested in guns, how they worked, what made them have the power that they have. I know he wasn't interested in hurting anybody. He even told me that his goal was to be on the bomb squad. After he graduated from high school and went on to college, he wanted to go into law enforcement.
So, until that awful day, nobody would have seen it coming.
I can say with confidence, not something that huge. Until that day, there was nothing that could make us believe that something of this scale was possible. There was no way we could have seen something this huge coming.